Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. This is our fifth message on a very, very critical series, and that is self-judgment. My friend, self-judgment is one of the most important issues in our life, more important than anything else that we face. And it's because self-judgment in our lives and in the life of our country leads to the goals God has for us individually or as a nation. We just look at our country now and we see the direction that it's headed, and it's headed away from God. Well, it's headed away from God because people, the Christian church, is not judging themselves and walking in a form of righteousness so that we'll be able to exalt that nation. Sadly, yet in 2020's election, the people of God did not show up and make impact. They did not show up and become the salt and light in our country to speak the truth in love so that they may grow up in all things to our society on the morals and spiritual issues of our time. And why not? Well, the people of God, air quotes again, do not know the truth of the Bible, nor do they know God in any substantial way. Oh, they go to church every Sunday, and they know the old hymns of the church, and some even know some old people who know God, but for themselves, they know not God, and they have no desire to. They have a desire to be religious and do those things that will get them along. I will be honest with you, my friend. I am so disappointed with my Christian, here's more air quotes, brothers and sisters who would vote for a party that believes that it's okay to kill babies in the mother's womb. They believe it's okay to be a lesbian or a sodomite. They believe socialism is better than capitalism that our country was founded on. They believe police departments and law enforcement agencies around the country is evil and needs to be reimagined, whatever that means. Well, God's word is 1,000% against what the Democratic Party stands for. Yet millions of people, some who call themselves Christians, voted to put this ungodly thinking, and I will say demonic-possessed lifestyle, in mainstream America. Oh my Lord, what are we doing? Now, I can understand the non-Christians. We can only expect them to do what non-Christians do, and non-Christians do not know better. But I'm not talking about non-Christians. I am talking about Christians, well, who call themselves Christians. God is not fooled, my friend. God is not mocked. My friend, if this is you, then you will have to give account for every ungodly person you voted for, every ballot, every name, every innocent life that you enabled to be snuffed out. I will be honest, I am more than disappointed. No, I am really kind of disgusted with what the denominational and the nominal church is doing in America. And what really disgusts me, I think more than anything, is the ungodly split among the different ethnic groups in the church that we see. Do we really think there is only going to be black or brown or white people in heaven? When will the church ever come together in a oneness of purpose and heart, not looking at skin color? Oh, I know when they come to a place of self-judgment, that is when that will happen, when they develop a sense of righteousness and holiness within themselves. You know, they say 11 a.m. on Sunday is the most segregated time in America. And that is even true, even in Little Sneed's Ferry, where we have white churches and we have some black churches. I wonder why that is. And if you go to the white church, there's no black people then. If you go to the black church, there's no white people there. But this segregation is really even seen even greater in elections. Sadly, this divide grows wider and wider every year. Now, I personally know what I'm talking about because I have been to those black churches and I have been to those white churches in Sneed's Ferry. My friend, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to come to a place of self-judgment in areas in our lives, but But no, we just seem to float along in our little religious world, never caring for our brothers, our black brothers and our Hispanic brothers and our white brothers and our sisters. What is the church doing? I have no idea. You know, I should not be so disappointed in this because this is not the first time that the church, more air quotes, in our area failed to live up to the standards of the Word of God. Back in 2018, Karen and I were among the first five folks of a grassroots movement in Onslow County called OPAWS, or Onslow Protect Our Students. There was an ungodly, just horrible, heinous organization called Shift North Carolina who wanted to bring sexually explicit material. Now, I'm talking kiddie porn and just pornography, and make it a part of sex education curriculum in Onslow County schools. Well, we five said, no way, this is not right. And we started first going throughout churches to make known the plans of Shift North Carolina. We wrote letters to the editor. We went to school board meetings. We went to meetings. We got organizations involved. We got more churches involved. And we really did a great job for our kids. And in the end, OPAWS did stop Shift North Carolina from their evil, ungodly plans. But sadly, Karen and I were not at the finish line with OPAWS. No. Even today, OPAWS is still active, and we still have some friends, and they're active with the Board of Education. But as I said, Karen and I were not there for the demise of Shift North Carolina in Onslow County. And the reason was there were members on the OPAWS steering board committee that began to talk behind our backs, and they started vilifying us so that they could marginalize us. You see, the steering committee wanted to talk about sexual abstinence, while the Lord wanted to address the 10,000-pound elephant, in the room. And that was the homosexuality, the lesbianism and the sodomy that Chief North Carolina wanted to represent to our kids. And many of those on the steering group were members of the Southern Baptist Convention. Many of the Southern Baptist pastors and members did not want to offend the homosexuals. Oh no, they still wanted them to come and pay their tithes and be counted as members. God forbid the truth to be shared with them. And this is the same denomination, though, that supports Black Lives Matter and other Antichrist organizations. Just check out their president's words on the website. That's all you have to do, and you'll see that I'm telling the truth. Again, God is not mocked. He sees what the churches in America are doing. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 5:24, some members' sins are open beforehand. I will tell you they are open beforehand, that is no doubt. And some going before into judgment, and some men they follow after. We must not wait to judge ourselves. Things we do not take care of now or judge beforehand will tag along with us when we stand before a holy God, and then in judgment within these ungodly companions that we have brought with us. Often when we go before the Lord to commune with Him, many times it seems like, we're going into this mighty storm to get to God. Well, many believers have things in their lives waiting for God to take care of them. Well, God is waiting for us to take care of them. In Romans 12:1, Paul calls this our reasonable service for us to judge ourselves. And we must take care of these things before we come before the Lord. Many Christians do not think they will take bad habits and ungodly motives and intentions with them to heaven. Well, this is one reason why God will wipe away all tears in heaven. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:10 tells us, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I'm talking about Christians here, not sinners, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to he that has done, whether it be good or evil. So it's just not good deeds, bad deeds also, things that we have not judged beforehand. God's judgment is the place all sinners will appear. 1 Peter 4:18 tells that. And is also where the righteous shall also appear in judgment. They will follow us who will they will follow us. We will bring those things along with us, those bad thoughts, those bad motives, and now in heaven they must be judged. But now in heaven there is a different set of rules for judgment. Paul again helps us here. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's works of what sort it is, how that be good or bad. That's 1 Corinthians 13:13. No more grace, my friend, no more mercy. But now God's purifying fire. Now we're in heaven. Now it's not grace and mercy, but it is God's purifying fire. Now is the time, under grace and under mercy, to judge ourselves, to take care of those issues, those ungodly things in our life that we are, you know, there, to confess them, to separate them, you know, from our daily walk with the Lord, so that we will not be judged. But now is the time under grace to judge ourselves, because once in heaven, we may get consumed and have nothing to show for ourselves. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that the Word of God challenged you and pricked your heart and conformed you more into the image and the character of Jesus Christ, who loves us all very much and wants us to judge ourselves so we will not have to be judged in the future by Him. Amen.